There's so much we could comment on as we celebrate the two princes, if you will, of the apostles, is just the most renowned in so many ways. Obviously, St. Peter, and given the keys to the kingdom of heaven, St. Paul, who pretty much wrote 80%, I guess, of the New Testament, most of the New Testament, is letters of St. Paul, bearing his testimony to the Christian way, the way of Jesus Christ. But I think especially today, as we celebrate particularly their martyrdom, their ultimate witness, we can ponder a few things. The readings today, as we think about them, both of them are episodes in their lives, Peter's life, Paul's life, where they were there in the depths of confinement, prison, persecution, and yet they both refer to this episode of being rescued, Peter being rescued from prison, Paul, he says, being rescued from the lion's mouth. And at the same time, we know the end of the story. Sometimes we are rescued from earthly sorrow and distress, but sometimes we're not. And it's the kingdom of heaven, which on earth, like we've been saying the last few days, still has that experience of evil, that experience of suffering. You can't just partake of Jesus' glory without partaking of Jesus' death. You can't have Easter Sunday without Good Friday. And each of us is called to share, not only in the glory of Jesus, and even in moments of miracles and prayers being answered in such extraordinary ways, but also in the sufferings of Jesus, and ultimately in the death of Jesus. Each of us baptized means we are baptized both into his death and into his resurrection. And that happens ultimately at the very end, but it also happens on a daily basis, as we're invited to share in the sufferings of Jesus. A couple little details. I'm always fascinated. This is, St. Paul makes a reference to being saved from the lion's mouth. As far as we know, this is a letter from St. Paul in prison, perhaps in the Roman Mamertine prison, which is still in the Roman Forum today, and being saved quite literally from the lion's mouth, from the Colosseum or whatever stadium was around before the Colosseum was finished, when the Christians were being fed to the lions. That's how many of them were executed. He was saved that time, but ultimately when the time came, notice he's saying, "I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. The time of my departure is at hand." Is he someone who's saying, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, this is terrible, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair." It's like, no, it's my time. And he doesn't mean natural death, because he doesn't die a natural death. Y'all know how St. Paul died? He was beheaded. But for him, it was the time. We don't know how old he was. Was he 50, 60? But it was his time. And for him, death was welcome, not something to be feared and run away from. St. Peter, just a few details here, and I noticed both Paul and Peter had an experience of standing right where Jesus stood. So this is St. Peter in prison. The house of Caiaphas, perhaps, had an underground prison. It's the same place Jesus was imprisoned. Maybe 2 years before, 3 years before. What did it mean, perhaps, for Peter to stand in the footprints of his Lord and Savior and be on trial for the same thing? How far he had come from that denial. He'd been there on Good Friday and denied his Lord in the same place. And here he's given a chance to profess the ultimate witness to his Lord in the same place. Now, in this case, he was rescued. Later in Rome, he would be crucified. But we're invited to stand in the footprints of Jesus. We're invited to share in not only the life of Jesus, but also the suffering and death of Jesus and all that we do every day. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us embrace that path. Like we read in the introductory antiphon, to drink the cup of the Lord, both the cup of joy and victory, and in this life at times, the cup of sorrow, suffering, even our own sins that we fall into, and death itself, so we can rise with him to the mercy of his great life. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.